Welcome back to Racing Pulse. It is a mouthwatering meeting at Corfet on Saturday. We've got the feature, which of course is the PB Lawrence, but we've also got the Vane and the Quizette for the three-year-olds, the Regal Roller as well, but it's the three-year-olds where a lot of the interest lies because these are the potential stars of tomorrow. And Johnny McArdle has Hydro Star, who lived up to the hype and the boom first up at a midweek meeting at Sandown. It's another level on Saturday. It'll be interesting to see how he thinks he's going. Good morning to you, Johnny. How are you, mate?
Oh, yeah, we're just battling away quietly.
You are just the quintessential battler, you are, but you've got some really good horses who are anything but battlers, including Hydro Star. How did he come through that debut win?
Yeah, no, he's no dramas at all. He's a very, very laconic animal, and you know, he sort of nothing phases him. He's got a great temperament for a colt. He just wanted anything. Oh, I could muster cattle on him, to be honest. And he went back down to Lauriston and had sort of 5 or 6 days down. I think it was 8 days down there, just going to the beach and working on the beach and in the water. And then he came home and he's done a bit of evens a couple of times and he had a gallop yesterday morning on the course proper. And Jamie's happy with him. He could be going to a maiden at Monangatang East because nothing sort of phases him. But he's come through well. We're happy with the way he is. Now we have to see whether he's good enough to step up to these better horses.
Well, I remember talking to you before the debut and the boom was there, but you were very firm to say that he's not 100%. He's nowhere near screwed down. So how much improvement has he got to take out of that first run into the Vane?
Yeah, look, he certainly improved fitness-wise. There's no worries about that. How much he's learnt, he's still pretty green. He worked yesterday with Drone Strike and, on the outside of the course proper, and he spent most of his time looking over the fence. So, fitness, I'm happy with him. I just hope he doesn't make too many mistakes Saturday when he's under a bit more pressure. But horse, he's got to learn sometime. Whilst I've always thought that he'll be a better horse in the autumn, you know, he's got to step up and see if he can make the grade. So that's what we're going to do Saturday.
How far do you think he will go in the spring?
I would just take it run by run, but ideally we'll be very mindful that he's going to be a better horse and probably have a harder preparation in the autumn. If he ran well Saturday, then he'd probably look at something like the Dane Hill or something of that ilk and then sort of have a look and see whether he has a go at something like the Coolmore or he's in the Caulfield Guineas. That'll all just depend on how he goes in his next few starts.
What's your gut telling you? Is he a pure sprinter at this age or is he looking for a guineas distance?
I think that he's going to be a miler, but I don't know whether it's in the spring. I just think that it had come a bit quick for him at the guineas, sort of mind-wise, because he does make a lot of mistakes. But I'll see what he does in the next couple of starts. But he relaxes so well. I think he will get at least 1,400, if not a mile, but probably more so in the autumn rather than in the spring.
You mentioned Drone Strike. Does she resume in the Quizette as well?
Yeah, she does. Obviously, I had a bit of a faux pas, one of the staff last Sunday, and a couple of Sundays ago, and she missed her run at Sandown. So we gave her a jump out last Wednesday, and she jumped out quite nicely. And then she galloped with Hydro Star on yesterday morning. She's a horse. The 1,100 will probably be a little bit short for her, but she's a filly that we are looking to get out to, you know, at least a mile in the spring. I think she'll be hitting the line hard on Saturday, and she should improve nicely off this run when she gets to 1,400 and 1,600, whether that's 1,000 guineas or whether it's one of the second or third tier type of races. I'll let her tell me.
My spies tell me that you had one who jumped out really nicely this morning at Mornington. Hummer Mama actually beat home Pippi. Is that right?
Well, if Hummer Mama did it, she's done not a bad job because she's about 14 years old and in foal. But Hummer Hummer did.
Hummer Hummer. Yeah. I'm a mama. God.
I'm a mama as her mama.
Yes.
But, look, she tried well. Look, Pippi had a lap, Frosty had a lap full of horse on Pippi. He was just out there. She's obviously not going to race for a fair while. Hummer. Jamie probably asked her for a little bit more, but, he still had plenty left. She tried well, especially since the track had a bit of cut in it, and she doesn't usually handle that. Jamie thinks that she's going better than she ever has, so she'll go around next Saturday in the car line, Saturday week in the car line at Moonee Valley, and then we'll work out a plan with her from there.
Now, John, the RSN listeners think you walk on water. Every time you come on, you provide winners, including an $8 or $9 winner the other morning with the Brekkie boys. You've got a couple at Sandown today. Cut It Out and Raise Dream. Which one should we be playing?
Look, Cut It Out's probably the better chance. Raise Dream's probably having her last start. I bred her, I own her, my family own her. She's probably having her swan song today, the old girl. She's probably done her bit. Cut It Out is a very quick horse. She'll jump and it'll be hammers down from the start to the 1,000 metres. She's trialled well. She was meant to run at Moonee Valley a couple of Saturdays ago, but just had a little bit of a white cell count. So we treated her and kept her to run today. I think she'll run well, but the best of the next few days is probably Cash for Diamond, a scratch. She'll run tomorrow at Sale and she'll be hard to beat on it if the track stays heavy.
Beautiful. We've written that one down. Good on you, Johnny. Good luck, especially on Saturday with Hydro Star.
No worries. Thanks, mate.